I went to Sylvie's shop. She's still there. I can't believe it. She's still there doing her thing, as far as I can tell, customers and all. And Jesus, I just realized she's not there. She's not here. She's there. God, fuck. Not to give anybody false hope, I wanted to see if I could prove my theory about the Polaroid, or at the very least gather some more evidence in such a big city, and I was looking for Dawn in this pizza place right down the block from Sylvie's shop and thought, what the hell? It's clear that no one's been in here in years, which makes sense. Dawn knew Sylvie a little, or at least by reputation, but this isn't a place he'd spend time in, I don't think. So I'm probably the first one here since 68, and it's, well, it's strange, and sad and lonely and a little bit comforting, which really describes so much of the experience of being back in New York. I went to my old place, and by that I mean I went to the last apartment I'd been living in. I was a few months into a sublet that I'd probably been in for at least half the year, a friend of a friend of a friend's place I'd sublet before. And, well, I actually got some of my own fucking clothes, which is, God, I'd miss my boots. These nice steel-toed ones that I'd bought for myself after my first significant take. It's nice to have them back. But there wasn't much else there that was mine. I mean, the place was never really mine. I did take a few Polaroids, and things had been moved around, so I'm assuming the tenant came back and is living here again. I guess they either didn't care that they missed out on a few sublet payments, or they found someone else to live here while they were gone, but, well, I'm glad I didn't fuck up their life. But being at Sylvie's is like being at home. The smell of it, the sound of glass and china rattling in their cabinets as you walk through the shop. I loved this place. And it feels good to be back, even if I am alone. Sylvie would often work on a project at the register. The shop was rarely full, but you could hardly tell if anyone else was in it with how winding and full it is, so it'd be easy for her to miss a customer if she didn't camp out at the register. It looks like she was working on an old Tiffany lamp right before. I wonder if one of the crew brought it to her. It's a nice piece, and genuine Tiffany lamps always go for a decent price. I wonder if she finished it. I'm looking right at it, but I wonder where it is now. So anyway, I took a photo of the counter, and there she was. I got lucky with the timing because she was checking out a customer who was buying an old mantel clock. There was a big pile of fabric in place at the Tiffany lamp, so I guess she's mending things at the moment. That always relaxed her. She looked like Sylvie. Older, of course, but no worse for wear. I hope she's happy. I hope she doesn't wonder about me.